USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House may be backing off drawing a constitutional question over the issue of the debt ceiling. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden invoking the 14th Amendment to avert a default on his own does nothing to move Congress toward action on raising the debt limit. Instead, House Democrats on Tuesday cried foul over the Republicans' proposed slashes to U.S. spending.
The Speaker insists that there won't be draconian cuts and yet continues to say the spending levels must go down.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar: the Republican proposal would slash spending for many key federal government agencies by 20% or more. GOP negotiators say a significant gap remains between both sides as talks continue. The Texas Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over an asylum app. The Customs and Border Protection One mobile app offers asylum seekers a way to send paperwork and present their case to immigration officials. The lawsuit claims the app is being used to skirt federal immigration processes. The Biden administration says the process avoids chaos at the southern border and cuts down on people sneaking into the U.S. illegally. If you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend, better pack your patience.
If you're traveling by plane, you're not going to be alone in the sky or at the airport.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. is seeing fewer HIV infections. The CDC reported Tuesday that 2021 saw just over 32,000 new HIV infections. That was a 12% drop from 2017. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A Maryland mother whose daughter was raped and killed by an alleged MS-13 gang member says the White House let her daughter down. Tammy Noble's autistic 20-year-old daughter was reportedly strangled to death by an illegal immigrant last year in Baltimore. Noble shared a heart-wrenching message to the White House on border security and illegal immigration. She says she wants immigrants to be properly vetted before they are allowed into the United States. During a virtual appearance in a Manhattan courtroom Tuesday, former President Trump was warned by a judge that he could potentially be sanctioned if he violates a court order. Trump appeared with his defense team, only speaking to say, "I do," when Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan asked if he had a copy of the court order. This order bans Trump from speaking publicly about evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The case goes to trial less than 3 weeks after the first Republican presidential primaries. And Aaron Rodgers is dealing with a calf strain after suiting up for practice with the New York Jets. Rodgers was dragging a weighted sled and pulled up from a drill before he appeared to limp and stretch his leg.
I don't know, I mean, I don't think it's too serious.
The future Hall of Famer did not leave the field once he strained his calf, instead stayed to work with his teammates. He did not throw a pass during practice, but says that he's not too concerned about the strain. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.